Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. This is episode number 26 this season. I am your co-host Frankie Sachs. I am joined, as always, by Vasiliki Karamouza. Vasiliki, what do you say about number 26?
I don't know what to say about number 26, but I definitely know this is the last episode of the regular season. So we made it throughout this point. Congratulations to both of us, of course, Javi as well, and all our participants. Most of all, congratulations to the private league winner for round 33. And I want you to sit tight to before you share this number, because I think it's the highest we have ever seen. Congratulations to Lucas Strumba, who amounted 261.75 credits, and he was the winner of our private league and second overall in the world.
Yeah, it was. There were a lot of points out there last round. And yeah, you got some of them, and I got some of them, but we didn't get all of them.
Yeah, the week started really hopeful. And I really thought I could surpass the 200 points. But then a disastrous Friday happened and crushed all my dreams. To give everyone a little bit of scoop, I had Kedrick Nunn as my captain, and I kept him there, of course, after this amazing performance he had against Monaco. I also had Joel Parra, who had a career night with 15 points and 12 rebounds. But then Sasa Vezenko was below his average. Your favorite, Hunter Nagomed, was below his average. And of course, you had warned me about Gordon Herbert. And even though Carson Edwards had 26 points with 8 made threes in a quarter, Bayern still managed to lose the game against Maccabi. I don't even know how that happened, but it did happen. And this cost me dearly.
I was not going to bring up the Coach Herbert fiasco.
I know you would.
But I was not, because I was actually going to be nice and give you credit that when we were chatting on our private group about, or maybe even directly with you without Javi, I was concerned about the Olympiacos center situation. And you brought up the idea of, although he's not a center, going with Alec Peters.
Of course.
And I had Alec Peters, who had a monster game. He was not my captain. But I have to give you credit. That was your idea, and that helped me. In the end, I had an okay week. We were almost the same. You had 164. I had 166. Very similar. We took different routes to get there, but it was okay.
Yeah. I wanted to get Alec as well, but I had to move some things, and I couldn't find a cheaper guard. So I ended up having Joel Parra, which was... They were pretty similar, so it didn't cost me that much. But yes, it was a tricky period of time for Olympiacos, and Alec Peters had to step up and play as a center because he wasn't actually like being a center. But he made a lot of threes, and it really helped you. Do you want to tell people who you wanted to trade instead?
Who I wanted to pick up instead?
Yes, and who you wanted to get out of your team instead.
Well, I considered Moses Wright, but I went with Peters instead. Are you talking about when I briefly considered bringing back Wancho?
No, you wanted to trade Edita Vares out of your team to get Moses Wright. You don't say the full picture to the people.
Well, or Theis. I thought there might be some real value to Moses Wright, and I would get rid of one of my centers. But thanks to you, I regained my faculties pretty quickly and made a smart decision.
I'm such a good teammate. I'm such a good teammate.
Yes. Teamwork makes the dream work.
So, let's go.
Well, I want to start by sadly saying goodbye to some players who, because they did not make the playoffs or the postseason at all, this is the last opportunity to take them. But I'm not so fond of it. These have been my guys who I've really enjoyed coaching this season.
If you don't start with Theo Maledon, I will leave.
I'm a Theo guy. Of course, I start with Theo Maledon. But also, there's Roman Sorkin and David McCormick, all guys who I really enjoyed watching, having on my team. They made my season enjoyable. At times in my season, they gave me a lot of points. And it's sad for me to not be able to put them on my team anymore. I'm not going to have them this week, and obviously not till next season. But I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for the wonderful experience. I'm sure you have guys also that are not going to make the postseason who you want to thank.
I'm not sure. I mean, like the ones I had for the longest are still in the mix, I think. A guy that I had for so long, but it's not currently on my team, you know, it's Matt Strazel. But he's still going strong, so maybe I will get him back now in the postseason. But I can think at the top of my head right now someone that I had like for a long time that it's not going to continue his season.
Yeah. All right. So, sorry, what are you looking forward to this week then?
I want to mention some players that we haven't talked at all, but I think, especially lately, they've been doing a really good job. Do you want to start from Greece or elsewhere?
Let's start with Greece.
Okay. Another really good pick, apart from Alec Peters, is Nigel Williams-Goss. He's fully healthy again, and since Thomas Wokop is still out, he takes a lot of responsibilities in the playmaking and in the scoring end of the floor. He was really, really good also against Alba. And he costs only how much? I don't have it in front of me. No, I do. I do, because I have him on my team. 9.4 credits I bought him, so a little spoiler alert. I think it's a really good choice for a guard under 10 credits. And it's someone you can keep also going forward. But as you already said, we have unlimited trades when the regular season ends, so maybe someone can get him next week.
What is the guard situation there? When can we expect Thomas Walker back? Can we expect anybody in Lucas Vildoza back?
Lucas Vildoza injury is not that serious, but I don't think he will get back right away because there was a change also in the foreigners lineup of Olympiacos in the domestic league. Sabin Lee's in and Lucas Vildoza is out. So that makes me think that he's not going to be back for another 1-2 weeks. I don't know if he will make it to the playoffs that start April 21st. I think it's that. And for Thomas Wokop, no one really knows. Back issue is not something easy. He has been dealing with that. He went to the States for a special rehabilitation treatment. He wanted to avoid surgery. But it's always tricky. You know, it's sort of similar with Marius Grigoni's case. He tried to do conservative treatment at first. That didn't work. And after 2 months, he ended up having surgery and we still haven't seen him playing. The last time we saw him was round 4. So that's a very tricky situation.
And when will we see Keenan Evans?
I think he will get some minutes this week against Maccabi. That was the initial plan, and Coach Barzokas wanted to go fully into the program, don't skip any days or anything, but he was part of the of Olympiacos roster next week, the previous week, so he can practice a few more times with his teammates abroad. So I think he will get some minutes now.
And what about, so you were going to say you had other players outside of Greece who you wanted to mention?
Yes, I want to mention Tyson Ward from Paris. He has been making a lot of threes lately. I know you're going to say this is not sustainable, but he does other things in the court as well. And I think he's going to be very popular in the free agency this summer if he doesn't stay with Paris, of course. He has been averaging 14.3 in the last 5 games. And he cost 10.7 credits, so maybe that's also a good option for someone.
There's another guy who I'll point out, who I've added to my team this week, who's playing in France, and that's Jerome Blasingame from AS Monaco.
Yes, I had him in mind too.
Right, his last 3 games, he's averaging 15.7 rebounds and 18.7 PIR. Coach Spinels is giving a ton of minutes, and for 9.4 credits, he is somebody to consider. When I was trying to think, do I want to sell out and go for none this week? And I realized I couldn't get Blasingame; it would limit me in other places. I said, you know what? I'm not gonna sell everyone just to get none. I'm gonna stick with going with Blasingame and some other moves, and try and get through round 34 without new contract and none at home.
No none at home.
Well, you said it was new contract.
Yeah, it was new contract now.
Right. So now this week it's none at home, and you know what could be an important game against Zvezda. if you can afford him, I think it's probably a good time to have Nunn. He's red hot. But with given the situation with my team, I didn't see how I could get there without selling Tavares or Vezenkov or rebuilding in some drastic way where I'd be taking too many players who couldn't contribute at all. And I decided to stick with the spine of the team that I have so far. And we will, and then no Nunn next week, obviously, because Panathinaikos won't be in the play-in showdown. They'll be directly in the playoffs. So when we get to the playoffs, then I can rebuild with Nunn. I was considering, there was a time where I was considering maybe I'd get Nunn this week because it's back to Nunn at home. Last week was new contract Nunn. He's red hot. Now Nunn at home, important game. I advise anybody who can afford Nunn to have Nunn right now, but I didn't want to, when the option was selling out, getting rid of the Tavares or Vezenkov or rebuilding my whole team and not having Boston game just to get Nunn, I decided to stick with Blossom game, to stick with the stars I already have, the spine of the team I already have, and work with that.
I think you will have plenty of time to get playoffs Nunn, so I'm confident you will. So I'll let this one slide.
Yes, as we learned last year, playoffs Nunn might even be better than home Nunn.
But the first two games is going to be at home, and it's already sold out in just 12 hours for two games. People are going crazy. Rightfully so. So, yeah.
There's nothing like the playoffs.
Yeah, nothing like the playoffs. I don't know. Like, the Final Four is even better. But, you know, the playoffs are more intense because there are more games. So you get to live in these fancy for 2 weeks, and it's amazing.
I'm already feeling the playoffs, but first we have to get there. There's some important games this week, important games for fantasy this week, and then, of course, the play-in showdown next week. So are there games that are impacting how you're looking at things fantasy-wise this week?
Yes, especially at my coach. I was between Luca Banchi and Thiago Splitter. Both teams, both Paris and Anadolu Efes won the win. They're playing against eliminated teams, but they want to climb up the standings as much as they can to have better opportunities and chances going forward. But I ended up going with a cheaper option because I wanted to have more credits for my players. But I think that was a big thing in my head, building this team.
Yeah, also, I think that the Peñarol is an option. Barcelona at home against Virtus in a game that Barcelona needs. But I like you, think that Splitter, just because he's cheaper, is the best option. I can't imagine Paris losing at home to Alba Berlin in a game that's very important for them. So I went with Splitter as well. And I think that we will see a very high usage rate on Splitter for round 34.
Yeah, and Paris is coming from three straight games with more than 100 points in the EuroLeague, which is very unusual. And now the game against Alba can be in that scenario as well. So maybe we'll get 20 points from our coach, I hope.
Is there any games that you're staying away from? Games that make you nervous?
I think the tighter one is the one between Fenerbahce and Bayern. Speaking about Bayern, did you see who come back?
From Bayern?
Yes.
Devin Booker,
yes. Yes, he's finally back. So that's another reason I had to make a change in my team. But I will tell you a little bit more about it once we go to look at our teams. Shall we?
Okay, sounds good. Shall we? Okay.
Let's go see our trades. So, I already mentioned the coach I'm going with this week. So, Gordon Herbert is out and Thiago Splitter is in. And for the change I had to make because Booker is back, Elias Harris needs to go because I think his minutes will be eliminated after this comeback. So, I went with a strong center option. I have two great centers, I think, now. So Elias Harris is out and Vincent Poirier is in. He has been playing really well lately for Anadolu Efes, who has 6 or 7 wins in a row. Poirier has been averaging 23.1 in the last 3 games. So I think maybe there's good upside there. Ignas Brazdeikis is out because Žalgiris is eliminated and they're not going to continue. And I think it's time for me to move on. So Nigel Williams-Goss is in for the reason I explained before. And the big surprise here, I know you're going to mock me on that, Juan Tornagomez is out and Justin Bean is in. I'm really sorry that I had to make that, but it was the only way for me to make room. Because Juancho was one of the most expensive guys I had on my team, and I didn't want to give up Sasha Vezenkov or Kendrick Nunn. For a minute, I thought about trading Elijah Bryant, but then Rodrigo Bubois got hurt, so he will need to play a bit more, I think. And also, I couldn't find a very cheap guard option. Instead, in forwards, there were more choices, like around 5-6 credits for me to have someone that can give something on my bets. So that's why. Don't hate me, you or Juancho, please.
You've got to deal with Juancho on your own. I already apologized to Juancho last week.
Okay.
All right. So the four players that I released this week are Dame Sarr, which I won't get into, but I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, me too. Juan Peñarroya as well, from what I've seen.
Yes. Yes. Brazdeikis, like you, Isaiah Mike, and Coach Bartzokas. And then with the funds that I created, Thiago Splitter, as I mentioned before, because Sarr has gone, opens up a little bit more playing time for Brizuela, who also, if you believe in fluky advanced stats, in his last three even-numbered rounds.
Yes, I know.
Right, he's at a PR above 20, and we're in an even number round, so it's a good time to have Dario back. But also, Sarr was starting. It's a little bit more minutes. He wasn't playing 30 minutes, but it's a little bit more minutes in the backcourt. It's a good time to have Brizuela back. Blossom game, who I mentioned, and then I had 5 credits left for a guard, and I'm going with Stefano Tonut, who is, I believe, the only player on my team who is not going to be in the postseason, and his game is relatively meaningless. But in the Spanish league yesterday, he played 34 minutes, scored 14 points. He still got quite a role, and for 4.9 credits, it's not a bad option to have at the end of my bench. And also, there's 6 games this week in turn one on Thursday, and 3 on. So I was able to have 7 players playing on turn one, but so Tono will be on my bench regardless. But it gives me, I have a nice balance of a full slate of Thursday games and 3 players who I like, who I can bring back on Friday if needed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was talking about earlier. There weren't really many options in that range of credits for guards. So it's really hard. But since we still in the regular season, there are more options. So I hope this one works for you.
Yeah. For now it works. I did consider Para, who I like his role and his value in the 6.2 credits, but I like Blossom Game more, and I didn't want to get rid of one of my other forwards, although I still have to rethink what Peter's role will be this week. But at 9.7 credits, I'm not scared of keeping him in my roster, and I didn't want to get rid of Petrusov coming to an important game or Vezenkov, so then I couldn't get Para.
Okay, let's go see our full lineups.
All right, so my turn one will be, I've got my 2 centers still, Tavares and Theis. At forward, I have Vezenkov and Peters, and Blossom Game, who I set up my 6 men. And Wade Baldwin is my guard, with Splitter as my coach. And on the bench, I have, then I have Tone, who's going to be on the bench tomorrow. And my 3 turn 2 players on the bench are Brizuela, Elijah Bryan, and Petrusev.
Okay, I like it. I have you. 2 centers as well, because I went strong on that. And even though the one is playing in T1 and the other one's playing T2 in T2, I think I will have them both in my lineup. So Theis and Poirier. I have Sasha Vezenkov as my only forward in the starting lineup. And then again, I have Kendrick Nunn and Nigel Williams-Goss. For the 6th player, I have Leo Cavalier from Paris, who plays in T1. And on my bench, there are 4 players. The one's playing in T1, Justin Bean. But I don't think he's going to be in my starting 6. Elijah Bryan, Joel Parra, and Dario Brizuela, as you, and Coach Splitter as well. I think we overlap in a few choices there.
We overlap, and all the players we overlap are players that we both strongly endorse. So I think that there are players that everybody else in the playing the fantasy challenge, all the managers consider, those are very strong options. Like you said before, Bryant was a player who I'd maybe, he's been putting up a lot of minutes very good numbers. And then with Beauvoir, it's, I think he's a no-brainer. Petrusov makes me a bit nervous on turn two. What if Panathinaikos tries to swallow him up? But he is the Zvezda go-to guy, and it's an important game for them. I'm very comfortable with everybody on my team, except maybe for Peters, where I don't know how the return of Milutinov will affect him.
Yeah, we will see. But he has been really hot lately, so I think Coach Barjokas will find some minutes to give him, even if it's not as a center, but at his usual position, the three or four. So I think for now you're good.
Yeah, so who are your captains then?
Yeah, let's see your captains. Who can I be? Who can it be? Who would have thought? Yeah, of course, it's Sasha Vezenkov, Olympiakos is playing her T1. So we're starting there. And then again, who would have thought? My second option for T2 is Kendrick Nunn. So if Vezenkov, I think I will upper a little bit the mark. I need more than 30 from Sasha to keep him, because then there's none at home. And you know, these two are battling neck to neck for the Alfonso Ford Trophy, the first quarter of the Euro League regular season. Nan is ahead right now after the 37 points he scored against Monaco. So I have that on my mind as well.
Yeah, Nan will have the advantage of knowing exactly how many points he needs after Vezenkov plays on Thursday.
Yes.
That could be interesting. I, of course, will have Vezenkov as my turn one captain, and I think the bar to replace him will be much, much higher. I mean, I think lower. If he gets even a 20, I think I will keep him. I guess there's the possibility I could go with Tavares as my turn one captain, but I don't think I will, because no. Vezenkov is just a machine. But then I don't have a Nunn type player in turn two. So that's why I said even a 20, I'd probably keep him. If he does not get 20, then I think I go with Elijah Bryant, but I'd feel a little nervous about that. That is the one flaw in my team this week, that I don't have a strong turn two captain option.
But if you have Vezenkov, it's not that much of a gamble, because even on his bad days, he will have a PAR of 20.
Correct. He had 18 last week, right?
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. So, but you'd like to have the chance to do better than that. We'll see. But yeah, I'm hoping that Vezenkov goes out with a bang.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so too.
That was it. Yeah, we miss Javi, who's out in Bulgaria, in snowy Bulgaria for game one of the Euro Cup finals. We miss him, but he's probably happy he didn't have to turn for another episode where he had the lowest score of the three of us.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's why he's avoiding us lately.
Yes. But I want to thank everybody for joining us throughout the entire regular season. But don't worry, there's more to come. We'll be back here every week throughout the postseason, from the playoff showdown to all the rounds of the playoffs, and then before the Final Four. So stick with us. And what we ask of you is, tell your friends about the podcast, share the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Do all the things to help us growing and help us share the message of the Yearly Fantasy Challenge. Rivalry Series Game of the Week is FC Bayern Munich against Fenerbahce. Watch that game, as well as all the other games on EuroLeague TV. And the podcast, of course, you can catch right here on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. And we will see you again in 1 week's time.